week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning. I trust that God's richly blessing you. And if you have any need, the Bible said He would supply your need according to His riches and glory. So let's go right now, listen to this song. And this one said, Going Through the Trial.
Lord, if you could show me the light through the tunnel, if joy can follow tears with one faint smile, as long as I can see the rainbow pushing through the clouds, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and growing through the trial, that lasts for just a while, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Teach me how to sing my song in darkness. Let my heart be as trusting as a child. As long as I can see the mountains merely stepping stones, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and roaming through the trial, finding strength and sorrow that lasts for just a while, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. Going through and growing through the trial, finding strength in sorrow that lasts for just a while, I'll be alright while I'm going through the trial. I'll be alright while I'm going through and growing through the trial.
Yes, sir. The Bible says if we grow in the trial, our trials teach us a lot in our tribulations. He said you would have tribulation, you will have trouble in this whole world. Because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you won't have any problems. Because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the children of God, but the Lord would deliver us from them all. We've got to be positive in our thinking. I'm much sorrow that we never got the broadcast on last Sunday. They played the backup tape, and I don't like to do that, but I had to do that. So I hope you understand that. And we're not quitting our radio broadcast. We're just kind of a short step here and there. But God is with us, and God is for us. And if God be for us, who in this world can be against us? That's what I preach, and that's what I believe. So we're going to stand firm. As long as you stand with us, we will continue the radio ministry. So let's go right now and listen to this song.
With little understanding, not a word to speak, the Father led His favorite Son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. Just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn. There's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today, for no apparent reason a lamb begins to climb along a rocky mountainside, some greener grass to find. How could he know that he'd become the answer on his way? Isaac would not have to die, he would live to say, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today. Walk on a little farther, no matter how you feel. You'll never know what's lying up ahead. Oh, there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step it climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today, where hope unites with promise and mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today.
Yes, there is a miracle on the other side today. Did you notice it said mercy and grace? Grace and mercy, they run together, and together we stand. By grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves that we should boast, but it's freely given. Very sorry about Richard's passing, but we don't want to be mournful of that. We are all appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. But thank God, our judgment has already been passed upon us. We've been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life. Once you have confessed your sin, the Bible said he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, you can't beat that. You couldn't beat that with a drum, and I'm so glad for that. I'm glad to know that in my worst moments that God is for me and God's with me. You pray for Martha and I. Martha is not in the hospital. Martha's at home. She's doing well as could be expected, and I'm doing as well as I can be expected. And so we're just getting older, but we're thanking God for every day that we do that. We thank God for our health and our strength. So you continue to pray for us, and we'll be praying for you, okay? Let's go now and listen to this song right here. And this one says, tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Just this side of heaven, he said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. And there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His Word. In His presence we will ever. All of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Well, that's an old, old song, but we like the old songs. The old songs seem to have a greater message to them, and that song says tears will stop just this side of heaven, because the Bible said there'll be no tears in heaven, there'll be no weeping, there'll be no crying. We'll all be at peace with God. So we're glad that we can play that song with all the sincerity. I trust today that you're doing well. If you're not, you're in our prayers. We understand what sickness is all about. We understand what problems are all about. I guess we understand both sides of the picture. So we're praying for you. You continue to pray for Martha and I as we journey on in this life. We're just taking one day at a time, but we're so glad for that. Well, I want to do this song for you right here that Martha put on tape not long ago, and I like this song. And it said, He grew the tree.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every seed, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with moss.
Nothing took his life.
Yes, he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the old rugged cross. Without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission for our sin.
And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, speaking of God. And then we go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. And it says this, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Now in all three passages of Scripture, there was one word. There was one word that really told you what the writer was wanting to talk about. Let me read them again to you. Verse 22, chapter 9. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. In verse 6 of chapter 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 12, 14. Verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. What's the key word? Without. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Now that's just about as plain as you can put it. That believes salvation through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Buddhism doesn't believe it. Hinduism doesn't believe it. Only a born-again children of God. Only the Bible teaches the blood of Jesus Christ. And without the shedding of His blood, there is no remission for sin. They pray to many strange gods. And there's many, many strange gods in this world today. But only Jesus Christ and the shedding of His blood can save men from their sin. The Bible said all men have sinned. Every man has failed and come short to the glory of God. So therefore, man must be redeemed by the blood. All through the New Old Testament, you will find the shedding of blood. They begin in the tabernacle. There was a person who went in who was called the high priest. He went into the holies of holies. And there, after the blood had been slain from the unblemished lamb, the blood was taken in, placed upon the altar for the sins of the people. Now, everyone had to go once a year, and the head person or the oldest person of that generation was the only one that would come, and the blood was sprinkled upon them so their generation could be free from sin. Once a year that happened. Only one person was allowed to go into the holies of holies, and that was the high priest. He would go in, sprinkle the blood upon the altar for the sacrifice of the sins of the people. And for one year, that was the only sacrifice was made for the people. Jesus Christ became the high priest. He would be the unblemished lamb. He would be the lamb that would be slain for the sins of the people. You remember on that morning when John the Baptist was preaching at the River Jordan? He was having a baptismal service when he turned and looked and saw Jesus coming. What did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. You see, he knew because he was the forerunner. Jesus Christ was going to become the propitiation for our sin. Now, why was Jesus the only one that was able to redeem man from the curse of sin? Why couldn't anything else do it? Why couldn't the blood of the bulls and the goats do it? Why did it have to be Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ was the only person that ever walked the face of the earth that was not born of man. He did not come from man, he came from God. He was placed within the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Ghost. The blood that came into the virgin's womb came from the very throne room of God. Man had nothing to do with the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ was born of God. He was the only begotten of the Father. The blood that was in him was unblemished. It was a blood without sin. Now, why does God want to use the blood? Why is the blood so very important? Well, it's very common. Life is in the blood. You take the blood out, you take the life out. You put the blood in, you put the life in. So the life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. So Paul is making it very obvious and very plain that the law of salvation is by the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other law that can save. There is no other law of salvation that can save except the blood of Jesus Christ and the law of grace. So therefore, Paul makes it very clear, and I want to make it very clear. Nothing can wash away your sin except the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't it strange that that's what we sing about? Isn't it strange that we would sing that song? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you know that in my ministry, I used to be more involved with youth. I used to be more involved in a whole lot of things than I'm not now. But I love to get my young people together, my young boys and girls, and I love to sing that song with them. Because that was a message that they need to hear. Because you see, generation after generation must complete the plan of God by continuing to teach their children about the blood of Jesus Christ. There is nothing else. There is no other hope. There is no other hope except in Jesus Christ. And it's good when our young people and our children are taught.
Well, I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus. His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man. He's tapping alone. He's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me, 'cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square. And what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus. His glory we'll share. And you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. You'll not see what happened in Hallelujah's Square.
Well, if I step into this life and you want to know where I'm at, I'm going to be on Hallelujah Boulevard. I wrote that in my Bible many years ago. And my old Bible, I don't preach from that Bible anymore, but I wrote on in my Bible in the margin, I said, boys, if Daddy slips out and you want to meet with me, then I'll be on Hallelujah Boulevard. Well, I'm so glad that God gave me the privilege to preach to you here this morning and alive and well and doing well, and Martha's doing as well as could be expected. And we're just pressing on that upward way, new heights we're gaining every day. So we want to pray for our friends. We remember Richard Pence, and what a great friend he was. And it's been a blessing to the people I know, and a lot of people support the broadcast, and keep coming in your homes. And no, I'm not quitting the broadcast. I'm just going to continue to go on and go on until God says quit. So we're going to pray for you right now. I want you to pray for me as I pray for you, Father. I'm praying for my unseen audience. I cannot see them, but Lord, I don't need to see them. You are the divine healer. You are the one that can touch the heart, touch the life, and make it a brand new life. Lord, give them grace and give them your mercy, because through grace all things are possible. So we thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the radio ministry and the ministry you give us in our churches this morning as we preach. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be there to witness the message. Everything we say, may it be witnessed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we give you the right of way on this broadcast in our life. Now, can you say it? Let's say it together. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I trust that God is richly blessing you. Send a write to me if you feel it led to. And I got tapes I got to get out to several people, and I'm going to get them out as soon as possible. So you just hang right in there. You will be getting your tape. Well, goodbye. Be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.